I'm John Oger for Jaguars.com here at the Combine. And we're here at the JW Marriott in Indianapolis in my obviously high-profile workspace. So before they send us back to our real hotel, let's get started with today's Ozone Mailbag. Now, Evelyn from Palatka, Florida writes, John, we're into late February now. Any thoughts on the offseason, free agency, the draft? What are the Jaguars' plans? Well, I think we'll know soon. The Combine serves as sort of a starting point for the NFL offseason. Soon after that, I think we'll have a good idea of what Dave Caldwell is going to do with free agency and the direction of the franchise over the next couple of months. Now, Andy from St. John's, Florida writes, John, being the author of one of the world's leading Q&A daily column features, who did you look to for inspiration growing up? Dear Abby? Paul Harvey? Dr. Ruth? Now, Ted from St. Augustine, Florida writes, what about your second biggest inspiration? Now, Troy from York, Pennsylvania writes, do you think E.J. Manuel would be a good fit for Jacksonville to develop for a year or two? And if so, what round do you think would be a decent pick for him? Well, if the Jaguars are intent on drafting a read option, run quarterback guy, then yeah, I think E.J. Manuel is a good fit. Maybe round 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there. Now, Kevin from Baltimore writes, third inspiration. And isn't it funny how we all asked about the same topic? Now, Sean from the mean streets of Arlington, Florida writes, is this the best question you've ever had or what? No doubt. Now, Marshall from Madison, Wisconsin writes, hey, Ozone, I see Jaguars.com made it to the Combine. Tell us about the trip to Indy. First class all the way? Air con, right, baby? Well, we are here in tropical Indianapolis, site of the NFL scouting combine. And as is the Ozone norm, the motto on the trip was what else? First class or bust. We at Jaguars.com feistily and successfully fended off Shad Khan's insistence that we take AirCon, ignoring, too, Jaguars president Mark Lamping's edict that with the Ozone, cost should be no issue. With that in mind, and with the goal of establishing the Jaguars' new logo and motto in rival lands, we set out on our journey, dreaming of a week dominated by this guy, and this guy, and wondering if by week's end we'd know a bit more about this guy, and this guy. Even before leaving Jacksonville, I deemed the trip a cultural and artistic success. And once on the road, we and the traveling party slipped comfortably into the cocoon that is midweek commercial airline travel. First class, schmerz class. I savored the chance to hang with J.P. Shadrick, as well as Jaguars insider, and Miami Dolphins PR guru Harvey Green. I heard rumor that Andy Reid was in first class, but far from envious of Reid's status, I actually pitied the former Eagles and current Chiefs head coach, for Andy knew not what he missed. In first class, you don't get to see Patrick P-Cav Kavanaugh prepping for the week. Nor do you get to see Ozone, excited about spreading the Jaguars gospel. Mostly you don't get this guy, thoughtful enough to share his views on life, business buzzwords, and just his overall good-spirited insight with those of us fortunate enough to be near him on Delta Flight 2281 out of Atlanta, service to Indianapolis. Yes, all in all, it was quite a trip. And if early indications are correct, I expect it to be a productive, if not balmy, week. We'll indeed be here all week, talking football, sights and sounds, and above all, heeding the edicts of Shad and Mark, sparing no expense. Because when it comes to all things Ozone, we all know the rule. Nothing but the best.